This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's new three-day waiting period for gun purchases will stay in effect for now. CPR's Megan Verlee reports a federal judge has declined to block the policy while a lawsuit against it moves forward.
Gun rights advocates filed their suit within hours of the law taking effect on October 1st. They asked the judge to issue a temporary injunction, arguing the waiting period infringes on Second Amendment rights and leaves those who need a gun for immediate self-defense in danger during the 72-hour delay. However, backers of the new waiting period argue it provides a cooling-off opportunity for buyers seeking a gun for suicide or out of anger. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Deputies at the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office plan to hold a union election, CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
More than 170 employees are eligible to vote in the election, which still doesn't have a date. The Pueblo Chieftain reports the county commissioners approved the election agreement last week. If successful, the deputies would join a Colorado chapter of the International Brotherhood of Police Officers. Executives, including the county sheriff, are barred from joining. The election is one of the first to get approval under a new state law that grants county government employees the right to form unions and bargain a contract. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The U.S. House could take up a temporary government funding measure today. The bill would fund the government at current levels, but it would have two different expiration dates. Republicans say it's an effort to avoid the possibility of a full government spending bill right before the Christmas holidays. Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette says she likes that it's a clean funding bill.
But that doesn't answer the question, why are they doing it in two pieces?
Government funding runs out at the end of the week. Tomorrow is the deadline for Colorado voters to fix any problems if their ballots were rejected in last week's election. It's also the last day that county clerks can receive ballots from military and overseas voters. The latest turnout numbers show about 44% of active voters cast ballots, and most of them were from people 55 and older. Another mostly sunny day all across Colorado and staying fairly warm. Denver near 70 this afternoon, Grand Junction in the 60s. This is CPR News.